Travel Mum.
Yeah, and Andrea, our Travel Mum, has taken us to, a huge country in India, and we're covering some of the highlights on our look at family travel. We've already been to some of the big landmarks, including the Taj Mahal, but it's beaches that we're heading to next, Andrea.
Yes, that's right. So you can't go to India and not go to Goa. It is one of the highlights of this country. It's beaches, it's seafood, it's shacks, but, you know, it's just amazing. It's wonderful for families, I would say. You're looking at a flight of about just 3.5 hours from Dubai. So it's not a long flight to take even small children
to. So you can fly straight into Goa?
Yes, you can. Oh, yes.
3.5 hours, that's easy,
isn't it? That's brilliant. I didn't know that.
That's barely a meal. Sit down.
We're doing a weekend.
Yeah, weekend. It's awesome.
Yes, a long weekend would be great here, yes.
We did have a text in that said, what about safety? Is India a safe place to take children?
Yes, it is. I don't think there's a safety issue. As long as you don't do things that you would do in any other place, which is go out in the dark on your own or, you know, let them out and on their own as well. Have your common sense, your wits about you. You'll be fine, yeah.
Also, Mohammed says, did you guys mention Kashmir, which is in the Switzerland of Asia? We're not going to Kashmir today, are we?
Not today, because I think we'll run out of time, because it's a huge country, like I said. So maybe
it's
next time.
Massive.
Yeah. Okay, so Goa, what can we get up to there?
Lots of good food. Yeah, lots of good food, lots of sun, beaches, of course, like I said. And the nightlife is good, of course, if you're, you know, just out in the restaurants and all of that. So to take families out, like I said, it's a great place. The food is a mix of kind of Portuguese and Indian influences, so it's a nice way to kind of introduce that to children as well. So, you know, they'd enjoy it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You cannot beat a Goan fish curry, can you?
No, you can't.
Incredible.
There's a little story here that I thought was quite interesting. The food is so good, I have to say that. You know, there was a serial killer called Charles Sobhraj in the late 80s that was a big fan of one of the chicken dishes from Goa. And he couldn't resist this one restaurant that served it. So he was there, you know, every day kind of in disguise, having that particular dish. And there was an undercover policeman that actually, you know, arrested him. So he got caught, you know, eating Goan food.
Yeah, because of his love of food, he got caught.
Yeah, this was way back in 1986, so.
Why didn't you just get someone to go and pick it up for him?
Yeah, takeaway.
Yeah, takeaway. He wasn't that clever, was he?
Yeah, and in general, right. So Goa is basically like a long stretch. You know, you've got the northern beaches and then you've got the southern beaches. What I would recommend as an itinerary, of course, is a mix of both, because the north part of Goa, those beaches like have a lot of action. There's a lot of restaurants, there's a lot of nightlife, like I said. And then the further south you go, it's a lot more quiet. So you've got Palolem, which is one of the really relaxing, quiet beaches. So I would recommend a mix of both for someone planning a trip.
What about flea markets? I know Goa is quite famous for them.
Yes. So Anjuna, as everyone knows, is the beach where the flea markets happen. Baga is the party beach. And of course, Palolem is a quiet one. You've got the ones in between, like Kolva and Miramar and Kalangut and Kandolim, which are quite popular for family stays.
When we see the stuff here from India that's been brought in, mm-hmm. that's quite expensive here, mm-hmm. and it's been bought in flea markets in India, mm-hmm. is this the kind of place we'd find it?
Are you saying from India to here?
Yeah. You know, when you see old like bathroom cabinets,
yes, you
and
would.
Locks, and you'd find that kind of thing, would you, in Anjuna?
Yes, you would. But then, of course, you've got to bargain, because it's gotten so big now. Mm-hmm. The flea markets there, even that they, you know, you've got to bargain for everything, and that's all over India, I would say, when you're shopping in the streets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, so that's Goa. The one place that I have been to in India is Kerala. You know, the backwaters and the houseboats. Mm. Tell us a bit about that area.
So basically, it's further down south on the western coast, and it's nicknamed. It's got the nickname of God's own country, because it's, you know, palm trees and lots of greenery, backwaters. It's really, really quiet and really lovely. The state actually has over 90% literacy, so it's one of the most highly literate states within India. And of course, you've got, again, lovely beaches because you're on the coast. There's this one particular one called Varkala, which is really stunning because there's rock, sheer rock face, and then you've got a beautiful beach down. So it's like a setting
beautiful.
From a movie. It's really, really lovely. So,
Do they film many movies there,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. They probably have. I'm sure some Indian movies have been filmed there. Periyar and Thekkady is where the wildlife sanctuaries are. So, of course, lots of elephant. That's very common to see. You've got the sambar, the deer. And then, of course, if you are lucky, a tiger even. So,
Spice tours happen down there as well, don't
That's
they?
That's right. About 70% of the world's spices actually come from India. So this was quite interesting for me to find out, as, you know, I'm from there. But these tours actually are quite nice. They take you around and they actually show you these little gardens where they grow these cardamom and pepper cloves and vanilla and cinnamon and all of those spices, really. So it's fun. And you can actually then buy a few, you know, of those and take them back as well.
That's pretty educational for the kids as well,
isn't it?
It is,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Actually seeing where food comes from. Because I know that's another big thing they mentioned in schools here. Like some of the kids don't even realize where milk comes from.
That's right. They think it comes from the supermarket.
Yeah.
When's a good time to visit Kerala, you know, in terms of weather?
Yeah. So, I mean, November till... they receive the southwest monsoons. That's what I would say. So I think November to maybe May would be a good time to go. You'd have
another one for the Christmas bucket list.
There you go. Yeah. And I mean, June and August, July, August, of course, would be the monsoon rains. So if you, I mean, it's not recommended. It is kind of low season. But if you love the rains, then it's a great time to go. So you actually get lower rates on the hotel stays as well.
And great connectivity from here, from Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Yes, you do. You actually have Emirates and Etihad, Jet, Air Arabia, Fly Dubai, all of these going into different cities all over India. You've got flights into Mumbai, Delhi, Goa and Cochin, which are your main places, you know, main airports if you're visiting these places. So
I've never thought of this as a Christmas destination, but would it be good with the kids to go at Christmas?
Yes, it is a good destination to go, yeah.
And quite reasonably priced, or does everything go up at Christmas?
It does go up, but I think if you book in advance, that would be the tip. Just go, if you know that you want to go, then book it well in advance. Goa is again a nice place to go for Christmas. I would recommend that if you haven't been. It's really nice because they have, you know, it's all done up and there's lights and trees and it's really Christmassy. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
In terms of places to stay, I'm sure you've got the whole gamut of, you know, luxury to more affordable places to stay.
Yes, that's right. So from the luxury perspective, and here I would have to say that if you're staying in India, and again, this would be a tip, do not go below 4-star. Because it gets really dodgy below that. So I think recommendations, especially for families, is go 4-star and above.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you have the money to spend, then look at the luxury options. You have the Oberoi chain, which is great. The Taj group of hotels, which is lovely. They've got a fantastic property in Goa called the Taj Exotica. It is quite expensive, but it's really nice. And there you're looking at room rates starting from about 900 a night, dirhams. You've got mid-range hotels, you've got the Radisson Blue and the Mayfair chain as well. And then, of course, budget. For those who really want to kind of go for a longer stay in Goa, you could actually rent villas out and stay there for maybe a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Is it big on Airbnb yet? Places
in India? Not 100%. Yeah, I mean, some of them are, yes. I think a lot of them are. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to eating the street food, what do you recommend here? Because I'd be a little bit wary on this one.
I mean, I think street food, it has changed a lot from when I was a child and growing up there, wherein you wouldn't be sure what the kind of water was that they were using in the food. But now they're a lot more conscious. A lot of the places that serve street food are conscious about using bottled water and, you know, hygiene and everything. So I think you can actually take a chance. So you'd have, and you could actually try a lot of them out here in Dubai also. So you can, you know, get a feel for it or taste for it before you head out to India. But North Indian street food, you have what is called chaat, which is your spicy, you know, pani puri and bhel and all of that. And of course, South Indian, you know, would be the dosas and the idlis and all of that as well. So, yeah.
It sounds amazing. And it's torture just after dinner time, isn't it? Sorry to anyone in the car. Yeah.
And if you need any more information, then of course, just go on to beyondavisit.com or follow me on the Twitter handle, beyondavisit, @beyondavisit. Yeah.
And all that will be going up on our blog as well a little bit later on.
You've tempted me. It's on my Christmas list. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Go where
You're
it
welcome.
Is. Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.